Active FM Radio has never been better.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is
Active FM
Radio.
Slow down the beat.
Welcome. This is the turntable brought to you by Shiki, Ari Styles, and D-Money on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
As Shiki said, I am Ari Styles, and this is the turntable where we keep you learned and get you turned, or get you learned and keep you turned, however you want it to get it.
You can get it however you want it.
Yeah, however you want it.
I'm D-Money, and you know we're bringing you the facts, playing you the tracks, and we got a great show ahead for you all today. So let's get into it.
So before we kick the show off, we just want to start with the song.
So that was Mary Mary, God in Me. So today's show we're going to bring you, as if you were listening last week, we said we're going to be discussing hip-hop beefs. So today we're going to start with one of the very first beefs in hip-hop history, which is KRS-One vs. MC Shan.
In the starting, you said if you were listening last week,
were you listening?
We're bringing in
beefs.
And then you say this was what
the first.
So clearly you weren't listening last week
because this was not the first.
One of the first.
We spoke beefs. Because last week we spoke about that one of the first beefs, the two first beefs, the one on Wax and the one you said Buzzy B
and Cool Moody.
And Cool Moody, and the one on Wax was Roxanne, the Roxanne
Moss. Shante, yeah. Which was also part of the same thing.
Yeah, it's going to end. It's going to end up today.
So, to some extent, you are correct.
Yeah.
It was the same crew.
Different individuals. Chronological order. There's no particular order.
Chronological order and particular order is two
different things.
Chronological order is like first to last.
Yeah, so first to last, first was the Buzzy B, Cool Moody, not on Wax.
Diren, please don't only be part of recording our shows, listen to me as well.
Oh, listen to us speak.
It would be very helpful.
Yeah, I'm very helpful, yeah. But today we're going to discuss the Bridge Wars. Shiki, would you want to start with the Bridge Wars?
All right, so firstly, I know it's generally acceptable calling these beefs, but they're actually technically battles. A beef, I think, is something a little bit more personal, which I got into last week. This was KRS-One versus MC Sen, the Juice Crew versus BDP, which is Boogie Down Productions. That's why we said it ties into Roxanne Shante, because she was Juice Crew, which was Mali Mal and basically people from Queensbridge. This was one of the first times, before I get into how it started and all of that things, this was one of the first times where you actually saw, which became a trend in hip-hop afterwards, you saw 50 Cent do it, you saw Cannabis try it with LL Cool J and Lose, where an unknown, unestablished artist attacked established artist, someone that was on top of the game, won and basically took his spot. After that, many hip-hop artists tried it. This was basically KRS-One attacking MC Shen and basically taking his spot. And MC Shen, to a lot of people, felt like he fell off after that.
And so
this was one of the blueprints for that. A lot of people used it afterwards. 50 Cent with Ja Rule, many, many occasions. I think this was the most successful one. And we'll get into those other ones as the weeks go along. Also, this element, the dust beef brought in like Jamaican elements. If you listen to KRS's music, there was a lot of Jamaican elements within the music. So this was one of the first times it came through.
Yeah.
Right? Now, with regard to how it started, there's different stories, right? But then KRS eventually came out and spoke the truth. So basically, KRS-One
and
Scott LaRock approached someone by the name of Mr. Magic.
Who was associated with the Juice Crew.
He was a radio DJ.
Radio DJ, one of the hottest radio DJs.
And he either didn't like the record that they gave him, or he didn't take it or something, so they were offended by that, and they ended up just in MC Shen. But the excuse they used was he had a song called The Bridge.
Yes.
And The Bridge was basically saying, in the beginning, Mali Mal, legendary hip-hop producer.
MC Shen basically stated on the track, I'm gonna quote from the line, from his song, The Bridge, MC Shen's track, is, MC Shen said it like this: "You love to hear the story again and again of how it all started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place, the bridge. The bridge. They flipped that line to make it sound like MC Shen was talking about hip hop Saturday.
So basically, what they did is use an excuse to attack him. On The Bridge, even in the beginning, you hear Mali Mal started the record basically saying this is how they started or where they came from.
Yeah.
So they're not saying hip-hop started in Queensbridge. They were saying how hip-hop started for them, how they got introduced to it, not where it actually started. But this was an excuse Chris used to say, okay, hip-hop actually started in the South Bronx where he's from, and these people are saying they started there, so it was an excuse to attack them.
But then later on he came out and said
he was just offended by Mr. Magic and he wanted to attack somebody. That's how KRS is.
Yeah.
And that was his excuse to attack somebody.
Yeah, and to say it started from South Bronx, it actually started in West Bronx. If you guys listen to our first show where we said hip hop started in 11th August.
So I wasn't listening also.
It started in West Bronx. Specifically, I'll even give you the avenue, 11 Sedgwick.
Sedgwick Avenue, I remember you saying that. Yeah,
1973, yeah.
So was it like
basically the Bronx or New York on a whole that started hip-hop, but it was
New York is regarded as the mecca of hip-hop.
Yeah, but the Bronx specifically is where DJ Kula.
DJ Kula, yeah.
Because the New York,
Africa Mbata, yeah. So DJ Kula in Bronx, and then south of Bronx was Afrika Bambaataa.
Where Chris is from, he was associated with Zulu Nation and so forth.
Yeah. Okay, just another further background on KR, yes, right? Mm-hmm. An interesting story. How KRS got found? How Scott Rock found KRS-One?
Living in a shelter.
Living in a shelter. Yes. So Scott Rock used to work in a homeless shelter, and then he just heard this guy banging and freestyling and banging and rapping on the while he's banging on the. I think he was banging on the drum, and that's how KRS got was founded.
I like it's just rest in peace to Scott LaRock. He was killed. Anyway, so going from there, The Bridge was MC Shen's record, and then KRS-One responded with South Bronx.
South Bronx. Basically, it's similar to the The Bridge.
Same hook, just South Bronx.
But instead of The Bridge, it went to South Bronx. There was a concert, the South Bronx first premiere, on a concert where MC Shen was performing before KRS-One came in. So when MC Shen performed The Bridge, and then KRS-One came after that, and that's when South Bronx came on to...
Yeah, basically, like I said earlier, it also had some Jamaican flavor in there, that song. And then I think it was DJ Red Alert that played that song, mm-hmm. if I'm correct. KRS says this, and then he played it 3 times, so the song was actually a hit and was in response to The Bridge, which wasn't a diss record. But South Bronx was a response, also might not necessarily have been a diss record. And then MC Shen responded to South Bronx.
But Kill the Noise.
Kill That Noise. Now, you see, and basically a lot of people say he lost. Hence, KRS became established and kind of took his spot at that point
So when MC Shen came up with it, would Kill That Noise, mm-hmm. and that's when we got The Bridge Is Over.
Mm-hmm.
The response, was the response to Kill That Noise. And so people might have said, okay, MC Shen lost, or okay, everybody... It's universally accepted. But MC Shen in an interview... basically stated that Marley Marl told he wanted to get a track ready to go against The Bridge Is Over, but Marley Marl talked him out of it.
I think basically because The Bridge Is Over was universally accepted as the winning record, and Chris was such a deadly MC, especially a battle MC at that point in time, taking nothing away from MC Shen. I think they felt like he couldn't come back. So basically, yes, The Bridge Is Over. And The Bridge Is Over wasn't only attacking MC Shen, it was attacking Queensbridge and Queens as a whole at that point in time. So that's why, hence the term The Bridge Is Over. Yeah. Queensbridge was the part of Queens where all the rappers were coming from at that point in time.
Yes.
So during that period of time, they said it's over for Queens and Queensbridge until what album came out, Ari? After The Bridge Is Over.
Yeah.
I said it was you watch Drink Champs all the time.
Yeah.
You listen to Drink Champs, right? They said it was over for Queens after The Bridge Is Over.
I know where you think.
Until a specific album came out that brought Queens and Queensbridge back.
Ilmatic.
I was just throwing it out there.
But so
was that not the fact?
It's a fact. He brought Queens back. No doubt. And then after Young Medic changed the game, and then you started getting the Queens
resurgence.
The Queens resurgence. And then when we ended up with someone by the name of Curtis Jackson.
That was many years.
but you found a way to bring Nas.
9 years later.
But it doesn't matter. You found a way to bring in Nas. And it was also about 1986,
87. I just said album. I never said his name.
No. 94.
Didn't
he bring it in?
Slow down. I was speaking about the impact and the power of The Bridge Is Over, that it killed the entire borough for hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
Even though there were people that were around that time, Kool G Rap and other people came out as well. But the borough was looked at as dead until that album came. So I was talking about the impact about The Bridge Is Over.
Okay.
You just had to bring up someone that came out in 03.
Yeah, I had to. It's part of life, people's character. So do you know what do you know that Roxanne Shanté also made a diss track against KRS.
Yeah, because but yeah. That might have been before or
no,
before
no,
that time
was,
or during
no,
that time.
No, it was during the time. It was during the time. Remember, Big Daddy Kane was part of the Juice Crew,
mm-hmm.
right?
And
Roxanne Chante. So Roxanne, because KRS so went against went
the entire Juice Crew.
Yeah,
but well, they looked at it like that. He was only attacking
MC Shani, but they looked at it at like that. The only two people that he was cool with, KRS, was
Pazmaki
and Big Daddy Kane, right? And just on that, what Roxanne Shante does against the KRS one, mm-hmm. Big Daddy Kane was the one that
wrote it for.
Yeah. And then we went, and the bridge was...
No disrespect to Kane, but I don't feel like he would have been able to stand in the ring with Chris. On a battle side. As an MC, maybe, but on the battle
side.
Yeah,
he basically said KRS is a battle rapper.
They recently had a versus. It was KRS versus Big Daddy Kane versus a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
A lot of people were hoping for Big Daddy Kane versus Rakim, but they said Rakim's not such a great performer.
Yeah.
So they went that route anyway.
Anyway, let's go on with the story of the bridge. The bridge is a legacy that will always loaded, that will always be there in hip hop. I think everybody said that if KRS never had to attack MC Shen, KRS's career was gonna go in a different way.
Well, he said it as well. He said if Shen never responded with Kill That Noise, he'd have no career. Because he responded to South Bronx with Kill That Noise, it allowed him to make the bridges over and then establish himself as an artist. So early on I said basically unestablished artist attacking. He basically gave him his career.
Fighting for the top spot.
Yeah.
So
that's always been a part of
that.
That beef is one of the blueprints for how battles went in the future. You know, people use that technique and that way to come up and to get noticed.
Yeah, and then if you want to study about battle rapping, because there's something that KRS also mentioned, how he practices to battle. So he sees who's the top 10 in the billboard.
Top 10 hip-hop artists.
Top 10 hip-hop artists, and then he starts writing his battle, doing his battle raps, just for him to practice and keep, for him to keep the skill. And as rappers, you need to sharpen your sword, you need to practice daily.
He wasn't saying that to say he was practicing. He was basically saying to warn the top 10 that say something crazy.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
Yeah, but he said
he still is a competitor.
But he mentioned he practices.
Yeah.
And then basically, do you know when in which year that beef got revived?
I don't think it ever ended. If you saw it never ended. MC Shen couple of weeks ago,
it died off. It went off, not died off, but it will never die off, but it was silent. And then I think it was 2016 or 2006, somewhere, the interview with MC Shen. And that's when MC Shen said, then there was a phone call interview, right? And on the phone call, MC Shen said, I'll hit a verse against KRS without the beat. Tell him to come out, and he did it. KRS responded with another track, and let's killed it.
Yeah, no.
And asked MC Shen to apologize.
Do you were saying something about KRS yesterday or the other day? You saw something recently about the freestyle.
Yeah, the way he's been dissing all the new rappers and the new flow. So I think he's been doing this his whole career.
Yeah, that's his thing. Because he got the rule book for hip hop, and I think one of them in the books, he says rule number 71, never does KRS one or something. I don't know which number it is, but I know there's a one in there.
Yeah, and then also in 2007, that's still a legacy of the bridge was, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 2000, something historic. In 2007, Marley Marl and KRS collabs on
a track.
An album.
They did an album.
They did an album. And MC Shen also in that interview.
Had an issue with Marley Marl doing that.
He had an issue, and he said, Marley Marl was a guy. Remember, he had a beef with LL Cool J. At the same point where the bridge was,
mm-hmm.
if you look at the South, if you listen to the South Bronx, you mentioned, KRS mentions about LL. Because at that specific time, MC Shen was going against LL.
Because LL apparently...
was a commercial rapper at that point.
No, besides that, he was saying... he made a track against LL saying LL is a beat biter. There's a track called Beat Biter.
Oh, yeah, which, yeah. Which I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Which is a dust to LL because...
of the Malibal record. Because of the Malibal... like
he feel like he stole the Malibal record with Rock the Bells. Something of that sort. So... MC Shen said, Malimal, all the guys MC Shen went against. Malimal made a collaborator.
But he was a producer, so you can't really put him in there.
You can't put him in there.
Don't confuse Malimal and Melimel to the front.
Yeah, Malimal, yeah.
He was legendary.
Yeah, so but I see that's why when you witness the when you see what MC Shen now in his interviews, you can see still he has that. Something hidden.
No, it's not hidden. He blatantly says he still don't like him and still want to battle. Yeah. It's nothing hidden.
Yeah, so but this, this beef is still going on.
I don't think it's active, but I don't
like
it.
It's not active.
We're not like them. We're not placing things together. It's just that I think there'll always be a wound that's open, especially on Shan's side, because within hip-hop, especially at that point in time, if you lose, you are out. You are done. Mm. Not you could still make music and still...
but.
And still sell records and perform and whatever, but you will loss will always be what you. It's not like today where you can lose and Drake's still the biggest artist out there and he lost damn near every battle he's in. Besides the Meek situation, right? Back then, if you lost and you lost badly, there was like a stain on your reputation for the rest of your career. So he still feels a certain way about it because then battling was extremely important. It should be still till today, but unfortunately.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you even like even when you see in the Dream Champs, MC Shen has that heart in it.
Yeah, he says so.
But no one's downing MC Shen. MC Shen's still like one of the one of the pioneers of lyrical rap, as you can say it.
Crass as well. Crass,
yeah.
You know, we're at the top. Whatever discussion the other day, a lot of people have him up there in his, depending on what your preferences are.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else to add on this topic?
Yeah, no, that's about it because
so
we're
the bridge
go
is
on,
over.
Because the bridge
is not over.
It's not yet. That's why I asked earlier, is the bridge over?
If you count where most of the people, great rappers, come from one borough and one project in one borough, is Queensbridge. They have the most rappers that come from one place and the most impactful, lyrical, like great rappers that come from one particular place is Queens and Queensbridge specifically.
Hence I'm saying, is the bridge over?
No, they had a resurgence after a specific album that shall not be named, Illmatic.
Illmatic Nas.
And then day afterwards, there was a flurry of them actually looking at Comega, Capone, Mobb Deep. Yes, there's so many.
There's so many. And 50 Cent.
That's not from the bridge, but yes.
It's from Queens.
Anyway, are we ready to move on?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. So next, let's get into a track.
Well, the artist we're focusing on for this week is Toby Mac. So let's get into a track from him.
Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my only shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
I ride and I stash. They comfort me when I'm beat down, broken. Hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born defector. Cause all I know, all I know, is you're my only hope.
Okay, so that was Toby Mac, I Just Need You. So as Shiki was saying, our focus artist for the week is Toby Mac, also known as, by his government name, as Kevin Michael McKinnon.
McKeon.
So he was born in 1964 in Virginia, USA. So he's a Christian hip-hop artist as well as Christian rock. He's a rapper, singer, producer, songwriter. He's been active since 1987.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
The labels that he's part of is Forefront and EMI CMG. So a little interesting fact about Toby Mac as well. So when he was 13 years old, he went on to a camp. So he was actually told it was going to be a basketball camp, but it was actually a Christian camp. And that's where him and four of the other guys actually gave their lives to God. And that's where his like journey with the hip hop started.
So he met a group member there. Like
yeah.
Group.
Yeah. So, yeah. To allude to that, the group members.
To
names.
Allude to that.
Yeah.
You just use the wrong word and then continue like no one's going to notice.
Sorry.
Elude means
sorry,
evade.
Sorry.
Elude means to evade.
Oh, sorry.
You use the wrong word.
I use the wrong word. My mistake. To continue with what you're saying, in 1987, you said he met a few group members.
Yeah.
In the scam for it, they basically formed a group called DC Talk.
In 1987.
If you listen to our first show where we spoke about origins, uh-huh, and the origins of hip hop, I've mentioned a few groups, and DC Talk is one of the founding members of the Christian hip hop.
So he was part of that group. Mm-hmm.
DC Talk, yeah. He's the one that formed it.
They were active from 1987 till 2000 when they took a hiatus. Mace. If you know.
So
there was no welcome back for him.
Yeah, he just found a way to bring in Mace.
And that's when he got like into his solo career from 2001.
Granted, I do feel like we have to discuss Mace at some point in time because he didn't just take a hiatus, he took a hiatus to become a pastor.
Yeah.
And then came back as Murder Mace, which is ridiculous, but anyway.
Yeah. And then on that, Toby Mac has won 8 Grammys.
Oh, that's quite a high number for hip-hop artist.
The first being back in 1993. In 2008, he won a Grammy Award for Best Rock Gospel Album. In 2012, Best Contemporary Christian Music Album. In 2015, Best Contemporary Christian Music Album.
I don't put much credence on awards, especially like the Grammys and things like that, because they don't tell me what's good and what's not. But I think artists has overlooked like someone like this, and the fact that he got 8 Grammys is something that should be highlighted, because clearly the music is of a certain quality.
And another fact also, like between DC Talk and his solo album in his career, he sold more than 10 million albums, which is...
Quite a decent number for a Christian artist, which is somewhat regarded as an underground genre.
Christian hip-hop artist,
yeah. Which is looked at as an underground subgenre, if not. So to have moved that type of units as well as get 8 Grammys.
Okay.
So he's been in the game, and then, okay, so there is some, but on a sadder note, in 2019, his son passed away by an accidental overdose, and, so that was like the period in his life where he said that up until that point, everything was like perfect and beautiful. And that's when he experienced grief.
Struck.
Yeah, so, but he's still been in the game. He says he's still able to, like in his fate, he will see his child like again. And he's still active in his music and still going on.
Yeah, so on his solo... career, right? I'm gonna give a list of albums. If you guys want to listen to it, you can do so. Albums, especially started in his solo album, first solo album in 2001. It's called Momentum. 2003, RE Mix Momentum. 2004, Welcome to Diversity. 2005, Renovating Diversity. Portable Sounds in 2007, Alive and Transported in 2008. Tonight. 2010, Christmas in Diversity, 2011, Eye on It, 2012, This Is Not a Test, 2015, Each Deep Life, 2016, Light of Christmas, 2017, The Element, 2018, The Saint Nemele Collapse Sessions, 2019, Toby Mac Collection, 2020, Live in Denver, 2021. That's quite a number.
I apologize for Ari struggling to say words.
Yeah.
So just googling. Yeah, he was really struggling. That second album you said is called what? RE Mix Momentum.
Yeah.
So that's just basically a clever way to say remix.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's an RE Mix. Yeah, so that is albums. I remember earlier I did say something similar to LL, where he had a longevity with lots of albums.
Well, LL used to be looked at like that once upon a time, because he's an artist that came around in the 80s, mid-80s, still active till like the mid-2000s, had 13 albums, all of them platinum or gold. But because hip-hop was in his infancy stages. Now you get in a point where artists that came out in the 90s, he's still extremely active, still doing well, still putting out records, because the genre has grown older. So he's not the only one to have done that, but he is one of the first and one of the few remaining active
from the 80s.
Superstar 80s, because unfortunately, you got mainly your hip hop superstars came around in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then grew to the, unfortunately, the 80s guys is looked, they kind of looked over in some degree. And I think him and Run DMC, which I'm dressed like today, I would just like to add.
Where's your Kango? I thought you were going to be dressed like.
Okay. The reason why I mentioned LL, because Toby Mac, to put some. What's it called? Easter is regarded as one of the, if you search top 50 Christian hip hop artists, he's in the top 10.
I'm not having this conversation with you. I'm not having this conversation with you.
No, I'm talking Christian hip hop.
Yeah, I know. I'm not having this conversation with you. We're not having top nothing, because you don't let me get it off.
Yeah, because you're top in no particular order.
So that was Toby Mac. Anything else you'd like to add on him?
No.
Okay, so let's get into two songs by Toby Mac.
Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, making music for the people. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. Music for the people, making music for the people. I wanna magnify your light. I wanna reflect the sun. Cut like precious diamonds. With colors by the millions. This is the only world we know. And for now this rental's our home.
If we gon' be a reflection, gotta make this dirt rock glow. Just so you know,
life shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Life shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people making music for the people. Life shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Life shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, Jesus, music for the people.
Lights in the city might be more than pretty, pretty. That freaky shine might be more than meets the eye. Anytime you see the sparkle in the dark, you might look deeper, deeper. It might be more than simply fear. Yo, that smile might be joy that's connected to the spirit. The spirit might be contagious. If you dare, you dare come near it. I remember, can't forget. Things that you can't second guess. Sparkle as the light reflects. We write and pay it forward checks.
Life shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the soul. Life shines bright everywhere we go. For the people making music for the people. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, Jesus, music for the people.
Life to say, help is on the way.
So that was Toby Mac featuring Holland, Light Shining Bright, and Help Is On The Way. Shiki, your handwriting is really bad though.
But I apologize.
Help Is On The Way.
You sent me the songs, you should have known the name.
So now we're going to get, we're going to pass it over to Ari Styles.
T-W-I-H-H-H, This Week in Hip Hop History. What? T-W-I-H-H-H.
T-W-I-H-H-H.
T-W-I-H-H-H. This Week in Hip Hop History. Right. So, in June 2008, Ice-T, This Is Soulja Boy. The reason why I put it here, because Ice-T mentioned it when he was asked, when they asked Ice-T about the current state of hip-hop at that time in 2008, Ice-T said Soulja Boy single-handedly killed hip-hop.
I agree.
Right? You were bombing the Soulja Boy in 2008.
Ironically. No worry, like that.
Superman.
Kiss me through the phone.
Oh, kiss me through the phone. because you actually want someone to kiss you through the phone.
No. And I agree with it. Besides that, I was happy that someone, at that point in time, I was actually happy that someone said something, because he was just allowed to make utter nonsense and call it music, rap, or hip-hop. And I'm happy that someone actually stood up and said something that is utter garbage.
And someone credible.
Yes.
I see. June 1996, Helter Skelter releases Nocturnal.
Helter Skelter.
What does Nocturnal mean, Ari?
Nocturnal meaning, you sleep in a day, and you out at night.
Okay, I was just asking. Because you've been struggling like with words today, and you used the wrong words.
Yeah, sorry. Today is not a good day. It's fair. June 2013, Yeezus is released, Kanye West. Mm-hmm. June 2013 as well, J. Cole releases Born Sinner, that is his second album. June 2001, Baby Boy soundtrack is released. That's the movie Baby Boy, and there's a song with Tyrese and Snoop Dogg called Baby Boy.
Yeah, well, they were two stars. Well, Tyrese was the star of the movie.
Yeah,
Taraji. Snoop had a cameo. A
cameo, yeah. But I like it, so you're just a baby boy. Yeah.
Not the real McCoy.
Okay. I've been running the streets. Okay. June 1989, NWA was arrested for F the police.
For performing it or for the record coming out?
The record, and they were warned before performing it.
Or in Detroit, like in Detroit. The scene from the movie.
But that's what actually happened. The scene from the movie, they dramatized it, right?
Obviously.
So how it actually happened is they were told not to perform the track. Mm-hmm. They performed it, but when they went back to the hotel, that's when the police came. It's not how they showed it on the movie.
It's a movie, it's dramatized. I believe it happened that way. You cannot tell me otherwise. That's how it happened.
I'm telling you from...
No. You are ruining people's childhoods here. That's so...
They saw the movie.
It happened like how it happened in the movie. That's what I would believe till the end of time.
You can believe that, but I'm just giving you the...
Exactly.
We state the facts. And play the facts. There's it.
He just got you lunch. Now he's going to get you
I'm going to get you third.
And it's like, an important record anyway. That was like the beginning time of the counterculture, anti-establishment, police, going against the government, police type of police music. It was them and Public Enemy. And it's an important record.
And it's such an important song that even now, what police brutality, that's
all relevant. Yeah. Written by Ice Cube also.
Yeah. Eric, June 1990, Eric B. and Rakim released Let the Rhythm Beat Them. That's the third album.
Yeah, we were speaking about Rakim earlier in the bridge, the KRS section. Yeah. He was an 80s rapper as well, extremely influential. One of the best MCs, changed the game in terms of the way people rhymed. His whole structure, everything, the way he schemes, the way he wrote, changed the entire game. And he wrote, people thought he wrote some of Will Smith's joints, but he actually didn't. He admitted it. It was just his flow that Will Smith stole.
Mm. Okay, June 1995, Mac 10 debuts. His debut album was released in 95.
Just for some perspective, Mac 10 was part of Ice Cube's group. What are they called again?
Westside Connection.
Westside Connection, that's it.
Ha, here's it. June 2010, Eminem releases Recovery. Eminem has to come in the show.
If it's part of DWIHHH, then you can mention it. I don't have an issue with it. So since we're on the Eminem thing anyway, this is not necessarily history because it just happened this yesterday. And it's a rumor. You're going to get into it.
Okay, a rumor.
Not a rumor, I mean a new event, basically, which will become history. It's the first ever official Snoop and Eminem collaboration that came out yesterday. Since we were on the Eminem, you were going to get into it.
But anyway, but thank you for highlighting it, yes. So this past week in current hip hop. current hip hop music, which was just this week ago. This week in 2022, Eminem and Snoop's collaboration From the D to the LBC, the track.
Which was originally supposed to have been on, they put out an album recently, what is it? Mount Westmore, which is Snoop, Ice Cube, Too Short, and E-40.
Yeah.
And that song was supposed to have been on that album. But it seems like it's going to come out on an Eminem album. Why I say it's important is because even though they come from the same team under the same umbrella, this is their first official song together. Eminem back in the day sampled Snoop for one of his records.
It's the B Please.
I can't remember. Yeah. Old. He sampled one of his records and then they never actually did a song together. Even though they performed and they might have been of different collabs, but them officially have never did a record together. So
together.
Say, it will become an important week, maybe next year. Yeah. It will be in history.
And on our way home and on our way here, Ari's been playing that song over and over.
I have to
check it out. It's not a bad song.
It's a very good song. It's an awesome song, right?
It's okay. I'm not going to lie to people. It's okay.
It's a good song. Don't say it's okay. It's not okay. It's never okay.
Show
with
your bias all the time. Continue with TWIHH. Okay.
This past week in hip hop history, back again. June 1970, Pete Rock was born. Top producer. Mm-hmm. Legendary.
And was a rapper as well. But more known for his production.
Yeah. June 1994, Bone Thugs released Creepin' on Up.
Creepin'
on
Up.
Sorry.
Creepin' on a Come Up.
You really have a bad day with words.
Yeah, it's very, very bad. So that was their debut EP. EP stands for early production, before they produce their full-fledged album.
Well, the actual difference between EP and LP is the length of the album. A shorter album under 50 minutes would be regarded as an EP. Anything over that would be regarded as
six
an
tracks.
LP.
So basically five tracks.
Well, they change the rules all the time, but before it used to be, if the album in its entirety is under 50 minutes, it would be regarded as an EP. If it's over that, it would be an LP.
Yeah, but currently now it's five tracks, it's an EP, and longer than six is regarded as an LP.
So they've changed the rules again once again.
June 2004, Eric Sermon releases Chilltown, New York. That was his sixth album.
That was actually his comeback. Eric Sermon was part of EPMD, then he had the Death Squad and what was the other one? Redman was from Eric's crew, and then the other one was with Parrish. That was his comeback album.
Okay. Jada Kiss releases in June 2004. Jada Kiss releases Kiss of Death. The title tracks from there is Why, and you know that one with Joe, what's I Know You Wanna or something.
Yeah. I think that Why is probably Jadakiss's biggest song commercially. It was a great album as well. I think I've spoken about the locks and Jadakiss a lot on the show, so I don't need to get much into it.
That song with Joe is called You Make Me Wanna.
Ah, that's the one. Yeah. Yeah, Why is a great song as well. Check it out, definitely.
June 1992, Mo Money's soundtrack is released. Also, there's quite a lot of hip-hop in there.
hip hop tracks in there. June 23rd, 1978, Memphis Bleek was born.
A lot of people probably don't know Memphis Bleek. He was a Rockefeller artist. He was like Chase Love Man. There's a record where he says, as long as I'm alive, or even if I'm dead, Memphis Bleek will be a millionaire. Basically, say like he got him. But he has some hits. He has a few gold albums.
Yeah. June 23rd, 1971, No ID was born. Also a dope producer. Did you know he ghost? You know, you heard of ghost writing?
Uh-huh.
He ghost produced for Chicha Main Dupree.
Yeah, No ID's been is also a Rockefeller producer.
Yeah.
He's on that record with J. Cole. Where he says, "No ID, my mentor. Now let the story begin."
Yeah.
He's
Kanye West's mentor.
Yeah, he produced the whole 444 album
for Jay.
And when you say ghost producer, I think that he is dead and he was in the studio.
No, ghostwriter. No, you have a thing against ghostwriters.
I do.
Yeah. So that's why I had to mention the ghost producing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. We spoke about Eminem one.
How can it be in history if it happened yesterday?
Yeah. I said current history. Anyway, June 20th, 2017, Prodigy from Mobb Deep passed away.
How's it
rest
yesterday?
In peace.
So that's June 20th?
20th, yeah.
Okay, Prodigy, I don't know if we really spoke about him much on the show, but Prodigy, one half of Mobb Deep, extremely impactful lyrical rapper. If Shook One comes on today, everybody will know what that song is. One of the great, great, great MCs.
And
one of the best, like, in there was a period in time where he was the best MC for a little while in the game. Mobb Deep as a whole, as a collective, legendary group. When we spoke about the top five groups, I had my duos, which I wasn't supposed to have done, supposedly, but they were in my top five duos.
Okay. June 22nd, 1962, Schoolie D was born. If you know about gangster rap, the first gangster song, gangster track, Schoolie D. Ice-T even mentioned before, he done 6 in the morning.
Yeah. At my door, fresh and just squeak across the bathroom floor. So a lot of people credit NWA with gangster rap, but they credit Ice-T. Ice-T, who was the first, actually credited Schoolie D.
Yeah, so that's Schoolie D.
That's some hip-hop history for you.
June 1999, Mercy Elliott releases her second album. It's the second studio album.
Another Eric B.
No, it's not. So Eric B and Rakim, June 1992, this one. They released their fourth and final studio album, Don't Sweat the Technique.
Well, final studio album as a collective.
Yeah.
Afterwards, Rakim has still been active. I think like last year, year before last year, he put out another album.
Yes. June 24, 2003, Gangsta released their sixth album, The Owners.
Gangsta, just for perspective, Gangsta is
Premier, DJ Premier, and Guru.
Legendary, you must have heard the name before, and the MC was Guru.
Right. And that was it for this past week in hip hop history.
Alright, I hope you'll enjoy the TWI HHH.
And a TCWI.
You struggle with normal words, you're going to confuse the acronym. Do not do it.
Just keep it short and sweet.
Leave your inflections on this week in hip hop history.
That was this past week in hip hop history. Anyway,
every time you do it, you put a different inflection on a different word. I'll just explain what it means as you are.
Yeah, please,
are
going please. I can't
put in emphasis on different words. Just explain emphasis.
Yeah. What does emphasis mean?
No, shut up. Anyway, that's the show for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. So as the future weeks come along, like last week, we discussed basically what beefs and battling is and its importance within the culture and the art form because of the competitive nature. So as the weeks go along, we'll delve into different battles or beefs that took place. We might not necessarily do them in chronological order, even though we started with an early one. But stay tuned if you're interested and in this thing. So we'll delve into them, discuss them. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the Turntable on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Yes, this is the Turntable, where we keep you learned and get you turned, or get you learned and keep you turned. Any way you look at it.
Yeah, and that was Shiki, Ali Styles, and I'm D-Money. I'm just going to give you a small verse before we get into our final song. So it's coming from 1 Peter 5:7. cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And then we're going to end it off with the song by Lecrae featuring YK
Osiris.
Osiris, Set Me Free.
It's simple. Who love me and who don't, Lord, let it reveal. Should I go back to save them or let them die in the field? How you out there living life? You just dancing with ghosts. How many people with them? They know in more than a year. Gotta move smart. Got something to lose. No, 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 wait. No, no, please. Please. No, no, no.
Struggles on my feet, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Struggles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. Through so much, I swear these people let my throat. That's on me, that's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more. So miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your rent straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I'm rolling. You don't want no problems with me.
Struggles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them struggles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them struggles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People like me, you was brown for me. Brown for me, all that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Check goes on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I roll with. You don't want no problems with me.
Struggles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.